Commentator and philosopher Alain de Botton is dismayed that Valentine's Day essentially celebrates the beginning of love. He says a grown-up Valentine's Day could be when one proves worthy of love, although he thinks our Western idea that we are entitled to love could be an obstacle.
Given the many demands on our attention, it's useful for us to set aside a day in the calendar when we collectively set our sights on some important aspect of life. And given how important love is, from a distance, the idea of Valentine's Day can hardly help but seem a noble one. However, thoughtful people are quickly liable to run into problems with the way St. Valentine's is currently arranged, for its understanding of love centres solely around the excitement of the start of a new relationship. The day seems geared towards nothing other than encouraging the shy to speak of their yearnings. The logical conclusion of St. Valentine's is the invitation on a date. It's hardly surprising. Western culture has, for around two centuries, almost exclusively identified love with what should, more accurately, be termed the start of love. The majority of so-called love stories are in truth accounts of the obstacles that two people must overcome before the start of a relationship, after which they're abandoned to live happily ever after. This may be neat, but it's entirely unhelpful to anyone looking to make sense of an adult relationship. Our culture, perversely, seems to have almost nothing to say to the majority of people who've plucked up the courage to declare their love, and yet who've realised, as we all do, that this is by no means the end of their problems. If love isn't just about declaring desire, what is it about? And so, what are we more fairly to celebrate on Valentine's Day? We might say that the most romantic thing we can ever do is to prove worthy of love. That we might have to prove worthy is something of a taboo for us. After all, we like to think of love as a birthright. Our deepest wish is to be loved for who we are, just for existing. But this flies in the face both of experience and the largely forgotten insights of ancient Greek philosophy. When we love someone, said Plato, we can only ever be attracted by goodness. Love is a natural response to sensing virtue in someone, kindness, intelligence, sensitivity, strength, and so on. Now, a key part of this theory is that not everything in us is good, and therefore not everything in us is worthy of being loved. Half of us, at least, is dominated by malevolent passions. This starts to hint at what a properly romantic day should be for us, one where we focus hard on how we often prove less than lovable in our ordinary behaviour. And try to do something about it. A romantic day would mean addressing our tendencies to sarcasm, anxiety, anger, or self-righteousness. It's a sign of how immature our culture is that we might think of this as quite a boring and unromantic activity next to the easier delights of going on a date. We can be grateful to Valentine's Day for reminding us that love deserves celebration. But we have every right to feel frustrated with the unhelpful understanding of love that seems to underlie it.
Alain de Botton is the author most recently of Status Anxiety. He lives outside London. ¶¶